Coast Radio News for Friday, February 7, 2020. I'm George Henry. Some of the largest swells and high tides are expected this weekend, and no doubt there will be onlookers along the Oregon coast to see them. Warnings for the dangerous king tides have been issued across the state. Last month, two children were swept away in the northern part of the state. Chief Bosun's mate of the U.S. Coast Guard, Siuslaw River, Jay Nillis, says that no matter how much information is out there, some will not heed the warning.
We try to just remind folks, as well as all the folks in media, social media, and that can get the word out to the public, to just watch it from a distance.
Nillis reminds watchers to never turn your back on the ocean.
Watch the ocean, come backwards. It's going to keep your eyes on the water so you don't have anything sneak up on you and cause an incident.
King tides will be hitting the beaches this Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. The Siuslaw School Board is looking for volunteers to be part of the Budget Committee. There are currently three positions open on the committee, which includes seven members total and the school board's board of directors. There is still some time to fill out an application, which will be reviewed and considered at the school board meeting on February 12th. Applications are due in no later than 4 p.m. on February 11th. Anglers can be happy this week as the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife has been stocking local lakes with trout. All this week, area lakes have been filled with various sizes of trout. Munsell Lake has received a total of 2,150 fish. Kleawox has been stocked with almost 2,800 fish. More stocking is planned for next week, too. ODFW says the weather is ideal for steelhead fishing as well. Annually, ODFW stocks lakes and reservoirs around the state with millions of fish. Stocking schedules and recreational reports are available at myodfw.com. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, February 7th, 2020.